Hey, Bethany, I'm at a loss. I don't know if we have any news to report today.
Well, did you hear what happened in Portugal, China, Argentina, and the US? New species of dinosaurs are popping up all over the world.
Wait, what? All over the world? They're taking over?
Well, I wouldn't say they're taking over.
Hey, Mom! The dinosaurs are back! And they're taking over the world! I told you they would! Run away! Run away!
Oh, Ryan. I meant dinosaur fossils. Fossils are popping up all over the world. Ryan?
Whoa.
I'm Bethany Van Delft. It's Tuesday, May 17th, and this is the 10 News.
10. 9. 8. 7. 6. 5. 4. 3.
2. 1. Sometimes it feels like everything's already been discovered, but 2022 has proven that there's still much more to learn when it comes to dinosaur discoveries.
Here are five fascinating dino finds from 2022.
Up first, we're headed to Argentina, where scientists discovered a new species of armless abalosaur. These dinos' arms were so short, they needed T-Rex to grab stuff for them. These carnivorous beasts were chomping their way around modern-day Argentina about 70 million years ago, so they may have witnessed the big meteor impact that wiped out the dinosaurs. Next on our list, we have to go all the way to eastern Australia to meet the ancient relative of the modern-day crocodiles and alligators. This newly discovered fossil is 95 million years old. And the paleontologists examining this fossil discovered the last meal this crocodile ate. A small dinosaur.
Delicious!
And in China, a new species of armored dinosaur was discovered. This pokey cousin of the Stegosaurus lived 192 to 174 million years ago, and is the earliest of this type of dinosaur ever found in southern China. Our fourth big dino discovery takes us to Portugal, where a new species of the very scary, very big Spinosaurid was discovered. Well, the bones were discovered 20 years ago, but researchers only just realized it's a new species. These dinos lived 125 million years ago and spent most of their time in water, but could also chase down prey on land.
Uh-oh.
So terrifying. And finally, a big discovery in our own backyard. In Tanis, North Dakota, a bunch of dinosaurs, fish, turtles, and even small mammals were all buried by a huge event. And scientists are pretty sure that huge event is the meteor impact that killed the dinosaurs. Scientists analyzed little bits of sediment in fish gills at Tanis, and they are meteorite fragments, which means that the meteor hit the Earth so hard that pieces of it traveled from Mexico to North Dakota. There's even dinosaur skin preserved at Tanis. Scientists say that's proof that the dinos died there instantly. Dinosaurs are super cool, but I can understand why Ryan's terrified of them. Dinos correspondent Lane Farber is here to tell us about a recent dino discovery that might be in Ryan's nightmares.
Have you ever looked at an ostrich and thought, man, I wish this bird was bigger, more ferocious, and armed with long razor-like claws? If so, then you're in luck, because such a creature does exist. Well, did exist. Standing at 10 feet tall and weighing roughly 650 pounds, the feathered dinosaur Anzu wileyi once roamed our planet.
Yikes.
Paleontologists have been intrigued by the bird-like dinosaur, nicknamed the Chicken from Hell, since its discovery in 1998. And now, Anzu is in the news once again following a very successful fossil dig at the Hell's Creek Geological Formation. This past summer, a team of paleontologists, volunteers, teachers, and students successfully unearthed the fossilized remains of four different dinosaurs. Amongst the fossils were a pelvis, toe claw, and limbs that closely resembled those of Anzu.
Okay.
So, why is this such a big discovery? Well, Anzu fossils are rare. Scientists have only found a few different specimens of the dinosaur preserved in our fossil records. Unearthing more bones could result in the first complete Anzu skeleton. And who wouldn't want to see that in the Smithsonian? They're like stretched out chickens with knife fingers. Incredible. So we can all agree that more Anzu representation in our national history museums would be rad. But scientists have a unique interest in the dinosaur that goes beyond its interesting looks. Paleontologists love the Anzu because its existence highlights the fascinating connection between dinosaurs and birds. Now, this fact might blow your mind, but dinosaurs and birds are related.
What?
In fact, they are so closely related that modern-day birds are classified as avian dinosaurs.
No way!
Yes, you heard that correctly. Birds are a type of dinosaur, just like humans are a type of primate. Geese, sparrows, flamingos, penguins, all dinosaurs. Sounds crazy, but it's true. Birds are the closest living relatives to theropod dinosaurs. Theropod dinosaurs were bipedal, meaning they walked upright on 2 feet, and included ferocious predators like the T-Rex and Velociraptor. So, what does the Anzu have to do with all this bird business? Well, Anzu was a very birdy theropod that lived during the late Cretaceous era. It had feathers, a beak, and taloned feet. Despite this, Anzu was not a true bird. It had arms instead of wings, a heavy skeleton, and a long bony tail. In other words, there was no way that Anzu was taking to the sky. Though they weren't true birds, the Anzu and other similar theropods evolved alongside some of the first species of prehistoric bird. The fact that these very different animals evolved to feature some of the same traits suggests that something from the environment during this time made bird-like traits favorable. In other words, animals that had bird-like traits that lived during that time period did really well.
Way to go!
Theropods like Anzu were headed for birddom when the asteroid struck our planet, killing off 75% of life on Earth, including all non-avian dinosaurs like Anzu. So, who knows what would have happened if that 6-mile-wide space rock had flown past our orbit? Maybe we would see lighter versions of a scissored-fingered chicken from hell flying around our neighborhoods today.
Wow. I knew birds and dinosaurs were related, but a chicken from hell? Yeah, I can understand why Ryan ran away. Tessa, have you seen Ryan?
I think I saw him hiding underneath the snack table.
I'm gonna go look for him. In the meantime, do you have any fun facts about dinosaurs?
Ooh, yes I do. Did you know that the largest dinosaur to ever walk the Earth was 85 feet long from head to tail?
Holy moly!
That's even longer than a blue whale, which is the biggest living creature on Earth today. The ginormous dino is called Dreadnoughtus. And in case you're worried, they ate plants. Phew! I would not want to meet a meat-eating dinosaur that size.
No! God, please, no!
And now, here to give us the news rundown is our head writer, Ryan Willard.
What's up, Tenors? Ryan here with your rundown. I have some tough news to start this rundown. There was a mass shooting this past weekend at a supermarket in Buffalo, New York. A white male 18-year-old gunman allegedly carried out the attack where 10 people were killed and 3 were injured. 11 out of 13 were black. It was a racist attack. The gunman posted details online of his plan to target the black community and about his white supremacy beliefs. The suspect has been arrested and charged with first-degree murder, and if he's convicted, would face a maximum sentence of life without parole.
This is terrible.
Now, in some happier news, Walmart has announced it will help its associates pay for college. Walmart's Live Better You education program will pay for 100% of tuition and books at one of their 10 partnered schools, which include the University of Arizona, the University of Denver, and Purdue University Global. Walmart and Sam's Club have approximately 1.5 million part-time and full-time associates who can earn college degrees or learn trade skills through the program, which will help its associates earn their degree while avoiding student loan debt.
That's great!
And here's some really cool news. A local teenager saved a Pearl Jam concert by filling in for the drummer. After Pearl Jam's drummer Matt Cameron tested positive for COVID-19, a local 18-year-old named Kai Neukermans from the band The Alive stepped up. When Kai learned the concert might be canceled, he texted Olivia Vedder, the daughter of Pearl Jam's frontman Eddie Vedder, and proposed stepping in as the drummer. Pearl Jam then requested Kai submit a video of himself drumming, and within an hour of sending the clip, Kai was contacted and invited to the stadium for rehearsal. Kai rocked the stadium and wowed the crowd with an explosive rendition of Pearl Jam's 2013 song, Mind Your Manners.
Cool!
I'm Ryan Willard, and that's your rundown. Back to you, Bethany.
Something's coming our way! It's a...
What?
What?
What's the big idea?
Trivia on the 10. I bet you already know about the Jurassic, Triassic, and even the Cretaceous periods, when dinosaurs ruled the Earth. But do you know the name for the period when the first flying dinosaurs evolved? I'll give you a hint. It's a time that includes all three of the periods I just mentioned. Is it A, the Paleozoic era, B, the Mesozoic era, or C, the Precambrian era?
Did you guess it?
The answer is B. The Mesozoic era is the name for all the time periods dinosaurs lived in, the Jurassic, Triassic, and Cretaceous. It's also when the first ancestors of modern birds evolved, flying dinosaurs.
That's incredible.
Earth looked totally different back then. There was one big continent called Pangaea, and it was warm all over the Earth. It was the best of times, if you were a dinosaur. That's our Dinotastic show, but before we go, here's a quick note for the grown-ups. Thanks for listening to the 10 News. Look out for new episodes on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and extras on Saturdays. The 10 News is a co-production of Small But Mighty Media and Next Chapter Podcast, and is distributed by iHeartRadio. The 10 News creative team is convincing Ryan to come out from under the snack table. It includes Tracy Crooks, Pete Musto, Ryan Willard, Adam Bernard, and Tessa Flannery. Lane Farber contributed to this episode. Our production director is Jeremiah Tittle, and our executive producers are Donald Albright and show creator Tracy Leeds Kaplan. I'm Bethany Van Delft, and thanks for listening to the 10 News. Ryan, seriously, come out. They can't get you. They're fossilized.